نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ومولانا محمدا احمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك وسلم كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القران الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن ندلج بلغ المنزل الا ان سلعه الله الغاليه الا ان سلعه الله الجنه او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu has created insan, and Allah has given insan ni'mat or bounties which is uncountable. Even in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start to count the bounties of Almighty Allah, Allah says that it cannot be done by you. Just imagine, my dear respected brothers, only in our body, how many ni'mats Almighty Allah has given us. The eyes, the ears, the nose, the sensor system, the flesh, the fingers, each and every ni'mat, actually, whatever out of the body and inside the body, even only this ni'mat, it is uncountable. And see how Almighty Allah has created us. It is mentioned in Tawrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bana Adam, ja'altu laka qararan fi batani ummi. O son of Adam, I am the one who gave you a place inside the womb of your mother. It is nobody else, even not the mother, not the father, nobody. Allah says, جَعَلْتُ لَكَ قَرَارًا فِي بَتَنِ أُمَّكَ. Son of Adam, I am the one who gave you a place inside the womb of your mother. وَغَشَيْتُكَ فِي غِطَاءٍ لِأَلَّا تَخْزَعَ مِنْ ظُلْمَةِ الرَّحَمِ. While you are inside the womb of your mother, I am the one who covered you so that you will be not afraid for the darkness inside the womb. Sometimes a question might come. Already it is dark inside the womb and Allah is covering us more so that it will be more darker. Then how can Allah say that I am covering you so that you will be not afraid inside the womb? For that, the ulama has given a very nice, beautiful example. A person sleeping in the room, the lights are off, already it is dark, and the bed sheet or the coverlet which he is using up to here. Now the lights are off, it is already dark, but suddenly if he listens to a sound, what he will do? He will cover his face also. He will make it more darker, so that the frightness, the fear that he has in his mind, it will be minimized. The same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is already dark inside the womb, there is no doubt. But I am covering you more so that your fear will be minimized. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَوَّلْتُ وَجْهَكَ إِلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا لِأَلَّا تَضُرَّكَ رَاهِحَةُ الطَّعَامِ. And I am turning your face from front to behind. I am turning your face towards the backbone of your mother so that the bad smell of the ta'am, of the food of your mother, will not disturb you. Just imagine, my dear respected brothers, after 6 months, 7 months, the doctors, they touch and they say, or after the testing or after the scanning, they used to say, Alhamdulillah, the child has turned from up to down or from front to behind. Something they can tell it, but the question is, the doctor is telling the child has turned, but the question, who turned the child? Is it the doctor? Or is it the mother? Or is it the father? Who changed it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَوَّلْتُ وَجْهَكَ إِلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا. I am the one who changed, or I am the one who turned your face towards the backbone of your mother, so that you will be not disturbed. Allahu Akbar. فَلَمَّا أَنْ تَمَّتْ مُدَّةُ أَشْهُرِكَ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ بِأَنَّ خَرَجَكَ مِنْ غِشَةٍ مِنْ جَنَاحِهِ. And when your period is completed, 9 months, 10 months, when it's completed, I am the one who ordered the malak, the angel who is responsible to the womb, to push you from the womb towards the earth. Allah says, I am the one who ordered that malak. I am the one. My dear respected brothers, the doctor might say a date, okay, June 1st delivery. But it is not exactly June 1st, whatever Allah decided, that is the date. So who is taking the child outside? It's not the mother, or it's not the father, it's not the doctor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the one who ordered the malak to push you from the womb outside the world. In Quran, Allah clearly says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ. Allah says, I am the one who sends you out of the womb. مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, from your mother's womb, stomach. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. When you came to this world, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا, you don't know anything. We didn't know that this is the sun, this is the moon, this is my mother, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is science, this is mathematics, this is mobile, this is computer. We didn't have any idea. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You didn't know anything. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. I am the one who gave you the sight to see. I am the one who gave you the ears to listen. I am the one who gave you the heart or the brain to think. Why I have given you all these bounties? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you will be thanking me. So my dear respected brothers, all these ni'mat which we are enjoying is given by Almighty Allah. Just think, as the child come outside, the child doesn't have any power to do anything. The only thing that that child can do is to cry. Whatever taqaza, whatever necessity is there for the child know only one alarm to give, to cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says, I am the one who organized the breastfeeding for you to stop your crying. My dear respected brothers, it is Almighty Allah who gave us all these ni'mat, all these bounties. So what Allah is expecting from us, I have given you all these ni'mat, you have to utilize all these ni'mat for the betterment of deen. To obey me, to listen to me, to worship me. So whenever we obey Almighty Allah, with whatever ni'mat that Allah has given us, there is no doubt Allah will make barakah in it. The barakah is there when a slave of Almighty Allah is going to follow the rules and regulations of Allah. So my dear respected brothers, each and every ni'mat has been given for us to thank Almighty Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that you should be thankful. You should thank Almighty Allah. So when a slave of Almighty Allah starts to obey the commandments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make barakah in each and every ni'mah. In each and every ni'mah. To such an extent, there is a hadith in Tirmidhi where Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, once I was with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a jama'at, in a jihad. There were only 10 of us. And we had a problem where we didn't have sustenance or we didn't have food to eat. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked from us, does somebody have this? So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, I had a small bag which I used to tie in my hip. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, I have a small bag of dates, Ya Rasulullah. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me and he took the bag and he distributed each and every one. And finally he asked dua for barakah. Now see how much barakah Allah has given to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. We know that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he embraced Islam in Hijri 7, the 7th year of Hijri. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away from this world in Hijri 11th year. Now he was only 3 to 4 years with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it is not clearly mentioned on which year this dua was done to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. But he says that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked dua for me for barakah. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, from that day onwards, I started to eat dates from that bag. I also consume, and whoever they are in the gathering, I used to distribute them. My dear respected brothers, he says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away from this world, but the dates of my small bag, it didn't finish. And then came the Khilafat of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, nearly 2.5 years. He says, in that 2.5 years, I used to consume from this small bag, and at the same time, I used to distribute to the others. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he also passed away, but this bag, a small bag of dates, it didn't finish. And then came the period of Umar radiallahu anhu, 10 years of Khilafat. Even in that 10 years, I used to consume dates from that bag and I used to distribute it. But still, Umar radiallahu anhu was shaheed, but still the dates of this bag, it didn't finish. And then came the Khilafat of Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 12 years. His Khilafat was there up to 36 Hijri, 36th year. He said, in his period, for 12 years, I used to eat dates from this bag and I used to distribute to others. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, but the bad news is, on Hijri 36th year, there was a very big fitna in Medina and some people, they came to kill Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Even I was involved in that incident. The bad news is, in another riwayat it is there, لِلنَّاسِ هَمٌ وَلِيَ فِي الْيَوْمِ هَمَّانِ فَقُدُ الْجِرَابِ وَقَتُلُ الشَّيْخِ عُثْمَانُ. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu's period on Hijri 36, there was a very big fitra, and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, لِلنَّاسِ هَمٌ وَلِيَ فِي الْيَوْمِ هَمَّانِ. The people, they had only one worry on that particular day. But I had two worries. The people's worry is, Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was shaheed. He was killed. And that is the worry of the people. But I had two worries. One is, Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu's shahada. That was a very big worry for me. And the second worry is, I used to tie that small bag in my hip, but unfortunately, what happened? That small bag, I misplaced it. But what I am trying to say, my dear respected brothers, he embraced Islam in Hijri 7, and he was using this small bag of dates up to Hijri 36. And in another riwayah, in Hayat al-Sahaba, it is mentioned, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that means nearly 26, 28 and a half years he was consuming dates from that small bag. So much barakah. So much barakah. And there is, in another incident, he used to ask his students, "Oh my dear brethren, do you know how much dates I would have consumed from that small bag?" So the student said, "No, Hazrat, we don't know about it. You should answer." He said, "Nearly mi'ata wasaq. Mi'ata wasaq." Those days, these days we have the gram to kilogram, how to weight a thing. Those days the system was wasaq system. And he said, "My dear students, I ate nearly 200 wasaq of dates from this small bag." If it converted to kilogram, my dear respected brothers, the ulama has written in the kitab, it is nearly 30,000 kilograms from that small bag. So that is barakat say, Almighty Allah, whenever a banda, a slave of Almighty Allah, obeys Almighty Allah, Allah will make barakat in it. Allah will make barakat in it. So whatever ni'mat Almighty Allah has given us is to follow the commandments of Almighty Allah. The ni'mat, whenever we spend the ni'mat in Allah's path, or whatever deed that Allah prefers, whenever we utilize the ni'mat in the path of Almighty Allah, there is no doubt Allah will make barakah in it. So my dear respected brothers, whatever ni'mat Allah has given in our body, and the same way wealth and any other ni'mat, Allah gave for one purpose, to thank Almighty Allah. And we are answerable for it. Allah will ask question, "Whatever ni'mat I have given to you, what you have done?" But the sad thing is, my dear respected brothers, all the ni'mat which Almighty Allah has given us, are we using it in the proper way? Are we using it in the proper way? The barakat in our life has been taken off, because these days we know a pound, we say no barakat in this money. In rupee, no barakat. In dollar, we say no barakat. How come barakat can come to our life? Unless otherwise we follow the commandments of Almighty Allah. So my dear respected brothers, on the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will really ask question. And as I mentioned yesterday, each and every second is a ghanimat in this world. That's why an elderly saint used to say, فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهَا الْغَفْلُ وَالنَّفَسُ. How come you can be happy in this world? Each and every second, each and every minute, everything is recorded in your life. Normally what we think, whatever we do, nobody is looking at us. No, my dear respected brothers, Allah is looking at us. Raqib Atid is writing all the deeds what we are doing. That's why in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of resurrection, when the sinful people, when the report is given to them, whatever you have done in this world, okay, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. In Quran Allah says, Allah gives the report to the head, and Allah says, اقرأ كتابك, you read your kitab. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. This report itself is sufficient to decide whether you are a Jahannami or Jannati. So in Surah Al-Kahf Allah says, when a sinner, when a Jahannami opens the report and reads, he will be surprised. وَمَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What kind of a kitab is this? Nothing is missed in this kitab. Whatever I have done, without the knowledge of my wife, without the knowledge of my teacher, without the knowledge of my parents, whatever I have done, everything is there in this book. He will be surprised, how come each and everything can be written in this book? But my dear respected brothers, it is mentioned in hadith, even though he feels that everything is there in this kitab, but he will never accept it. A sinner, the quality of a mujrim, the quality of a sinful person, even on the day of resurrection, he will never accept whatever he has committed wrong in this world. He will go through, okay, I have done zina, it is mentioned. I have done this sin, it is mentioned. I have taken riba, it is mentioned. I have scolded my parents, it is mentioned. Everything is mentioned. But on the day of resurrection, he is not ready to accept it. He will try his best to protect himself. My dear respected brothers, it is mentioned in hadith, the mujrim, the fasiq, the sinner, he will refuse and he will argue with Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, whatever is written in this kitab, I am not ready to accept it, Ya Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah will say, Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. It is written by, not by insan, it is written by malaika, raqib and atid. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Allah says in the Quran, you cannot utter a single word without Raqib and Atid writing down it. So Allah will say, this is written by Malaika, and that fasiq, that sinner, he will say, Ya Allah, whoever have written it, they have done a very big mistake, I haven't committed any of these sins. He will refuse the malaika on the day of resurrection. But my dear respected brothers, Allah is very justice. Allah will never enter a person to Jahannam unless otherwise he accepts his sin. Unless otherwise he accepts it. Once it happened to me, I went to a prison in Sri Lanka. I went to a prison and gave a lecture. When I went there, there were some people who are known people for me also. So after the bayan, I didn't ask any questions from them. I just did the bayan, the lecture, and I thought of coming out. So some people, they came near me and they said, no Maulana, don't think something wrong about us. We didn't do anything Maulana, somebody else's mistake. They only did the mistake. But unfortunately we were caught and we are inside. That means they are in the prison. But still what they think, we do not deserve it. We didn't do anything. But my dear respected brothers, we will never find a single person in Jahannam who will tell like this. Each and everyone will say, I deserve this. Allah has done justice to me. He will never say that Allah has done a mistake. So until that time, Allah will never put a person to Jahannam. So the first evidence is given, okay, you have done these things, everything is there in the kitab, report, but he will refuse it. No, Ya Allah, I haven't done those things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Quran, Allah says, Allah will bring the second evidence. What is the second evidence? In Quran Allah says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرُضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرُضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا In Quran Allah says, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا Allah will make the earth to speak about it. And each and there is no doubt, even this masjid, it will be a shahada for us on the day of resurrection. And wherever we have done a mistake or we have committed a sin, that particular place of the earth will start to speak and give evidence against us. If it's a cinema theater, that place will start to speak. Ya Allah, fulan abana fulan, so and so, he committed this sin on me, Ya Allah, in this particular place, Ya Allah. He was a Sri Lankan, he migrated to UK, and in this harrow place, Ya Allah, he committed this sin, Ya Allah. In this communication or in this website, he went to this filthy site, Ya Allah. Each and every buqa, each and every place of the earth will start to give evidence against him. And this is the second evidence which Allah will bring to him. But my dear respected brother, it is mentioned in the hadith, a fasiq, a mujrim, he will refuse even that. He will say, Ya Allah, I am not ready to accept whatever the earth is speaking. Hero is speaking, Columbo is speaking, Lester is speaking. No, I am not ready to accept all these evidence, Ya Allah. Now see, Allah is so justice, if a person is refusing to accept, Allah will never put him inside the Jahannam. Allah will give time. Okay, the last question. Whom do you accept? He will say, I am not ready to accept anyone, Ya Allah. Even my mother, my father, the earth, the malaika, the prophet, whatever evidence you bring, I will never accept. I only rely on me, Ya Allah. I only rely on me. My dear respected brothers, in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, okay, the third evidence, the first evidence report, no, he is refusing. The second evidence, the earth, he is refusing. And the third and final evidence, Allah says on the day of resurrection, the final day, we will put a seal to his mouth. And now the tongue will never speak. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. His hands will start to speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. And his legs will start to give evidence, shahada. In another ayah Allah says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُوَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُمْ مَسْئُولًا. On the day of resurrection, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ, his listening power, his ears, وَالْبَصَرَ, his sight, وَالْفُوَادَ, his heart, each and everything will start to give evidence against him. The eyes will start to speak, Ya Allah, this fulan abna fulan, this particular person, he has seen this sort of movies, Ya Allah. Who is speaking? He is speaking. Ya Allah, this person has listened to music and filthy discussions with this ears, Ya Allah. The ears will start to speak. And his hand will start to speak. This person has taken riba, interest this much from this hand, Ya Allah. This person has walked towards zina with his this legs, Ya Allah. And to such an extent, my dear respected brothers, wal fu'ada, even the heart will start to speak. There are two kinds of sin. One is one sort of sin that we can do with our limbs. And the other sin, what we do from our qalb. Proudness, enmity, all these sin, whatever ujub, hasad, all these sin, my dear respected brothers, it is there in the heart. And Allah says, wal fu'ada, the heart will start to speak. Ya Allah, this much of proudness he had in his mind, Ya Allah. Allahu Akbar. So at that time he will admit, Ya Allah, Rabbana abasarana wa sami'ana farji'ana na'mal salihan inna muqinoon. Ya Allah, now I saw everything, Ya Allah. I hear everything, Ya Allah. I accept all my sin, Ya Allah. Whatever is not mentioned, now I am ready to accept, Ya Allah. Now he will ask, Ya Allah, please send me to this world. Give me another chance, Ya Allah. I am ready to obey you, Ya Allah. So my dear respected brothers, the period which Almighty Allah has given us is a very short period. And the month of Ramadan is given for us to recall the purpose why Almighty Allah has created us. And to remember whatever ni'mat that Almighty Allah has given us, it's for a very good purpose. So my dear respected brothers, this Ramadan Almighty Allah has given us to do tawbah. And it is mentioned in a hadith, it is mentioned in a hadith, when a slave of Almighty Allah does a sincere tawbah, if Allah accepts it, the first thing what Allah will do is, my dear respected brothers, Allah will make the earth to forget whatever sin that slave has done on the earth, each and every place of the earth will forget what the slave of Allah has done, if his tawbah is sincere. And number two, the hadith says that Allah will make the malaika to forget, Raqib and Atid will forget what this person has done. Allahu Akbar. And the third thing, Allah will erase it in the report. Allah will erase it. So this is the time, the iftar time, my dear respected brothers. If we do a sincere tawbah, the three evidence which Allah has kept, Allah will make our limbs to forget whatever we have done. Allah will make the malaika to forget whatever we have done. And Allah will erase, Allah will make the earth to forget whatever sin that we have committed. And finally, the fourth thing, Allah will erase it from our report. So this is the special time, my dear respected brothers, iftar time, with sincere dua, Ya Allah, we can number these sort of sins, Ya Allah, I have committed with my hand, with my eyes, with my ears, with my all limbs, whatever ni'mat that you have given to me, I have used it against you, Ya Allah, please forgive me, Ya Allah. So may Almighty Allah accept our tawbah and give us a successful life in this world and hereafter. Wa akhir da'wan and alhamdulillah.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.